The Chemical Reporter.
Hi, it's me again, Jeff, your Chemical Reporter. Today, I have a question from Alexander, who lives in Würzburg, Germany. He wants to know, how does a drain cleaner work? A lot of stuff disappears down the drain that never comes out the other end. The system of pipes the water and household debris have to flow through is like a roller coaster, and there are plenty of places for things to get stuck. Hair, soap, and pieces of food are just a few of the objects that can contribute to a barrier in the works, and the bigger it gets, the more objects it catches. After a while, only water can still get through, and soon not even that. Your drain is clogged. If you can't get to the blockage in the pipe to clean it mechanically, then your only choice to get the water flowing again is a drain cleaner. And they actually teach us quite a bit about chemistry. Most drain cleaners are mostly made up of small white grains of sodium hydroxide or potassium hydroxide, more commonly known as caustic soda, caustic potash, or just plain old lye. When these substances are placed in water, they create a highly corrosive mixture. Chemists speak of an alkaline or leach solution. The reaction with water heats up the water too. Reactions like this that release energy in the form of warmth are also called exothermic reactions. The caustic lye can dissolve a wide range of organic substances, including those found in hair, bits of food, and grease. The sodium or potassium hydroxide eats its way through the clumps in the pipe in no time flat. In scientific terms, the lye breaks down or splits the chemical structure of the organic substances, causing the problem. Along with the aggressive little grains of lye, another substance can also be found in drain cleaners, aluminum. Aluminum also dissolves in alkaline solution in the process forming hydrogen gas. The reaction is intentional because the gas helps loosen the more stubborn clumps of matter stuck in the pipe. There is a drawback, though. When hydrogen comes into contact with oxygen in the air, it creates a gas with a whole lot of explosive potential. To keep things under control, the hydrogen binds to a nitrate instead, a salt that is also produced in the mixture. When the hydrogen and nitrate react, it produces ammonia, which is responsible for the eye-watering smell drifting up out of a pipe full of drain cleaner. It's a good idea to open the window to let it disperse. In labs, chemists wear protective clothing when they work with lye. In other words, be very careful when you're using it at home. Always read the warning labels on the bottle or package, because highly alkaline substances can be dangerous. A few drain cleaner alternatives that work differently are also available nowadays. These enzymatic cleaners take advantage of the ability of bacteria and enzymes to break down the organic bonds in the blockage. Even in really high concentrations, though, you'll have to have a little more patience than with a lye that eats its way quickly through the problem. It can take a day or two before the bacteria have done their work cleaning out the mess. I'll stop blocking your ears now. Make sure you keep them clean. Listen up to our next episode when we'll have more cool facts from the world of chemistry. Until then, this is Jeff, the Chemical Reporter.
Do you have a question concerning chemistry in your everyday life?
Ask the Chemical Reporter and send an email to
chemicalreporter@basf.com.
BASF, the chemical company.